Good evening everyone and welcome to tonight's Town Planning Committee meeting on Monday the 2nd of March at 6pm at Exmouth Town Hall. I have apologies for absence from Councillor John Humphreys. That's it, everybody's here. Thank you. We have no members of the public wishing to speak this evening, so I'll go straight on to item 2. Minutes of the meeting held on the 17th of February 2020. Can we confirm that they have been circulated and is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting? All those in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Has anybody got any interest they wish to declare this evening, please? Councillor Whibley?
I have had some dealings with Exmouth Town Football Club recently and also we've been talking before we have held eggs earlier in the year. That's the first item on the agenda.
Might know something to do with the practitioner in St Andrews Road. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm familiar with it.
And
Councillor
Tim Dunpan?
I better declare surgery.
Yeah, thank you. No items of urgent business, so I'll move on firstly to item 5 to determine applications under delegated powers. This is the one that was deferred from the last meeting, which was planning application 19, the 2627 advertising, Exmouth Town Football Club, retention of 6 fascia signs. This was deferred from the previous meeting pending comments from DCC Highways. We have now received those comments, which I'll ask the clerk if she would be kind enough to read out.
So Devon County Council Highways have commented that the signs are situated on the edge of the premises which back onto Marine Way, and it's not felt that the signs present an unacceptable level of visual distraction. Additionally, southern road access is on the outer concave of Marine Way, so visibility is good, and the signs do not sit within that visibility envelope. Therefore, County Highway Authority has no objection to this planning application.
Thank you. We have no representations, Councillor Whibley.
I too have no objections to it.
So proposing approval?
Absolutely.
Councillor
Dunkler? I second that, and of course, with what we've heard from DCC Highways, then we have no reason to think about the displays and the visibility. Thank you.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Me again. Thank you.
Who against, Mike? Okay.
Now move on to consider the planning applications. Firstly, in Holsden Ward, application 20, league 03404, 46 Anson Road. Replacement of existing conservatory with single storey rear extension and changes to front elevation fenestration. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. I'd only ask you to be mindful of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EP2, which is to ensure that we consider the surrounding area. Councillor Toy?
Yes, the extent at the back is only going to be about 1 metre deep, and it's just again modernising the conservatory, so making it a more substantial building. It's slightly offset compared with what it was originally, so that's no great problem. The changes to the front door is actually being brought to the front. Now that does affect the appearance of the front to some extent, but how much that detracts from the street scene, I'm not so sure. Do we have to go for regular conformity along every street? I remember once a French visitor visited me saying, how can you find your own house when they all look the same? Which was a comment on the conformity we use in our housing in this country. So I'm all for a little bit of variety anyway. And as this is not a major change to the appearance in front of the house, I don't see a problem. So I would recommend approval.
I'm happy to second that. I actually visited the premises and I didn't think the change was significant to cause any problem with the character of the surrounding area. So
I'm not so sure that the East Devon interpretation of our neighbourhood plan is helpful at all. As far as I can see, we could carry on in the same vein without breaching any policies, as far as I can see. So I think this is an individual planning officer's own interpretation of the neighbourhood plan. So I think it needs to be challenged.
Yeah, I'll have to say. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Next application is 20-0267 full, 7 Barrowdale Post. Construction of a single story extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Toy?
Yeah, this is mainly to improve a conservatory which was apparently not very well built and is in a pretty poor shape. And it's only being extended backwards by 18 inches, you know, less than a metre. So it's really no big change at all, so there is no problem. Although it's a smallish garden, it's not intruding much into it, so I would recommend approval.
No, it's replacing the construction of a single story extension, which is replacing everything. So
right.
It's just an extra, I was going to say foot, you said 18 inches.
No,
it's about
sorry, it's way right described
it. Yeah. No, it's not. But it's only just over a foot different, so
yeah.
I'm quite happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Last application in Holsden, which is 20-0214 full, 39 Brittany Road. Construction of dormer window to rear. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. This one will have me full to start with because there were flats.
Yes, I mean, these are very small living units. I can understand the need to try to expand it to some extent. So, there are fenestrations to the rear of the properties anyway, so putting a dorm window in is not going to make any difference to any other living problems. I think what we have to look at is that last time I seemed to be looking at converted garages, and now I'm looking at dormer windows.
Yeah.
I think we've got to accept that because there's a shortage of land in this town and there's a great pressure on housing, that we've got to have to look at housing going upwards if we're going to increase the housing stock, which, I think more and more there's going to crop up. The only problem is that if we increase the accommodation level, we're going to increase the population, we're going to have all problems with infrastructure and parking and all the rest of it. So these are problems that don't come on their own. As far as this little case is concerned, I would recommend approval.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Then we're on to Little and Ward. First application 20 of the 0341 full, 32 Foxholes Hill. Conversion of an existing covered area into a hall, utility room and a study, and the addition of weatherboard cladding to the external elevations and installation of roof light. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no representations, and again, with regards to the neighbourhood plan, it will be a case of EP2, which is to ensure that we consider the surrounding area and characteristics of the street scene. Councillor Bailey?
Thank you, Chair. There's been I can't see any problem. There are various other buildings in the area that have had this done, and I've got no objection to it at all. So
thank you.
Recommend approval.
Thank you. Councillor Mike
Rosser? Happy to second that.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 20 of the 0324 variance, Queen's Drive Space, Queen's Drive. Variation condition 2 of the approved plans, planning permission 18 of the 0376 major full, water sports centre, cafe, restaurant and retail, to allow the addition of a glass canopy with retractable walls and roof over first floor terrace, fenestration changes to parking arrangements and the addition of 2 electric car charging points. South West Water have no objection. The contaminated land officer has no concerns are anticipated, and there's 1 letter of support. With regard to the Exmouth neighbourhood plan, we would refer to GA1, which is the Town Council will support charging points, and CF3, which is that the Town Council would support additional sports or leisure facilities. Councillor Mike Rosser.
Clearly in favour of the charging points. When I looked at these drawings, I presume that the variation they're looking for is that sort of structural part of the flat roof that's on that drawing. Is that right? Because they didn't give an existing drawing, a proposed drawing. So
just ask Ron for clarification. I presume it's that area.
I presume that's what it was, and I've got to say, I didn't like the look of it, basically. It's obviously for that.
Are you proposing refusal or approval?
I can't propose approval, so I don't like the look of it. I think it looks ugly, so I propose refusal.
But accept the charging points. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. Part of the reason for the development of Queen's Drive was to provide all weather facilities. And looking at what's proposed, I think that is exactly what it's doing, providing all weather facilities. It's nice to have a restaurant with an open roof, but you can only use it for maybe 3 months of the year. So by doing this, I think it's going to make the whole building and the restaurant business more viable, more attractive to the public, and therefore fulfilling part of the original plan. So, and also, which will please my good friend Councillor Dunbar, there's two electric charging points, which we can't complain about. So I would like to support Sir Rossi.
Well, I'm
all for it then.
Okay. On the charge.
Is there a seconder? First of all, is there a seconder for the original proposition from Councillor Mike Rosser of refusal in respect of the retractable wall and roof? And I need to know whether I've got a seconder first for Mike's proposal. So that's proposal refusal in respect of the retractable walls and roof over the first floor terrace, but approval of the two electric charging points. Is there a seconder for that particular motion? Is there a seconder for approval? Thank you. So in that case, the proposition will be for approval. Councillor Cahill?
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Could I just ask where it states changes to parking arrangements, what those changes are? Because I understand about the canopy
over the restaurant.
Yeah, I understand two electric charging points. I think
the parking changes is to make allowable the charging points, actually.
Is it
against
the waste? Sorry, I've got all the accessibility of the charging.
I was going to say, I think there are changes to the car parking because of the two electric charging points, aren't there? But whether this is the only changes to parking, I'm not sure.
That can mean anything, changes to parking. So I just want to be sure that...
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I was just saying I do know that there is changes because they've got to do that. They did in Tesco and other places. They've got to make parking spaces different and larger.
I'll ask them to have a quick plan.
Just some members change.
I don't know. We haven't picked it up.
I haven't seen anything mentioned. So
the only thing I saw mentioned in the actual, it was a change in parking due to the, to the electric charging points, that they were changing the spaces to a different size space, and that where the charging points were. So they were technically changing the parking because they had to put those two parking spaces. I'm happy to do it subject to clarification. Clerks are just checking.
Doesn't look as if there's any narrative to
they
it.
They haven't given any narrative to it. The only drawing that I can see concerning parking is this one.
Have you got the prior application?
That would be good.
When that sort of thing happens, they usually use the word associated, don't they?
Expensive, prepared.
on this occasion, they don't seem to have done that.
It's just very woolly.
Doesn't seem to be. Must be on that.
We can ask for clarification, we can say the approving principle subject to confirmation that there's no change to the number of
parking. I'd hate to think we were losing some.
No, I do know that there's changes to the parking because of the electric charging point, because I actually asked that question, so I do know that there is that question.
It just says parking arrangement amended to allow access to the substation from within the site. Parking and pavement amended to maintain parking numbers.
That's a question.
All right. Yeah. So that clarifies it. I knew it was to do with the parking, so change.
Sorry to be.
No, it's a fair point. So it's been proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour of approval first? Those against? So that's approved. Thank you. Sorry,
who's the
proposer? Proposer is Brian Bailey. Yeah. And the seconder is Frank. Yeah. Now move on to item, the next item, which is 20 at the 02864 Meriston House, 14 Douglas Avenue. Construction of single storey extension. This is a revised scheme to 18 of the 01134. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Again, I'd ask you to be mindful of the excellent neighbourhood plan, EP2, which is asked that we're mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I can't see a problem with this, Chair. It's a very large garden there, isn't it? And it doesn't seem to be overlooking anything or being a problem at all. So I would be in favour, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Mike Rosson.
The existing building appears to be rather a nice Victorian building. I'm surprised it's not listed, actually, but it doesn't appear to be. The proposed conversion of a garage into a garage studio, which I think is an interesting concept. There's a garage with sort of large glazed walls. I don't think it's in keeping with the existing building, and I can't approve it, I'm afraid.
Okay, thank you. Is there a seconder to the original proposal from Brian Bailey of approval for the construction of the single storey extension? Is there a seconder for approval? No. Is there a seconder for refusal? Well, we're going to have to come up with a decision here. So if we look at the plan, and look at the design. So there needs to be a seconder to one or other of those proposals.
Can we just have a look at this in a little bit more detail?
Yeah, certainly.
What do you want to do? Design and access,
yeah. There isn't one for this.
Is there not?
No. Not all applications submit them. So that's existing.
Previous application was approved.
Yeah, I have
been. Yeah, it's a revised scheme to the original application, which was 18 of the 01134. It was approved. Right. So I don't know if there's much change in design from the revised scheme. Yeah. Two years, isn't it? So it's not out of date.
Well, if it's already been given permission on an original application.
It's a revised scheme, so I don't know what the original.
This is the original scheme that was approved, and they've obviously just had a rethink.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the original approved, and then that's the footprint. So it's a similar footprint.
So it looks as if they've just got an extra.
It would appear that they've got an extra bit of glazing, I think.
Yes.
And it's a single house.
It's a single house, and that's the new plan where they've got extra glazing in here. And there's the original, so it's the same footprint as the original one.
I'll second
this. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour of approval, please. Those against? Thank you, so that's approved.
I'll win one Monday.
We move on to application 19 of the 23344, land adjacent to Park Drive. Conversion of roof space to Block D, plots 140 to 155, approved under application 16 of the 1022 major outline to provide four additional flats, four dining, two bed, including the provision of two affordable units, together with the erection of dormer windows, including reconfiguration of parking and landscaping. I'll ask the clerk if she can just read out the comments from statutory consultees and the representation to the panel. Thank you.
So the Town Council objected to this application on the 25th of November last year on the grounds that approval would set a precedent for future applications by increasing the number of residential units with a cumulative effect to the highway and traffic in the area. Environmental Health recommends conditional approval on the basis that there should be a sound insulation scheme. South West Water have no objection, Devon County Council Highways have no objection, and Devon County Council Flood Risk Management have no objection. There were three representations in respect of the original application.
Thank you. Councillor Mike Wilson.
My view is that we should stick with the recommendation we made previously. I think once this is approved, regardless of what Highways have to say, there'll be more.
There's no change to
our original. Yeah, I mean, there's just been no limit to the number of further applications that will go.
Thank you. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I'll second that. Chair, I wasn't in favour of the first time around. I'm certainly not in favour of that because of the reasons supposed in our past decision. Thank you.
Councillor
Cagle,
could you speak?
I think was going to second the.
So proposed and seconded refusal and objected on the grounds that the approval would set a precedent for future applications to increase the number of residential units with a cumulative effect on highway and traffic in the area. All those in favour? Against? Refused? Next application is 20 of the 0254 outline, land rear of Hillborough, Mare Lane. Outline application will matter reserved for the construction of attached dwelling. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. Ron, could you put up a location plan, please?
Yeah.
So I'm not 100% familiar with that. There we are. Right, so that's it. Yeah. I'd like to see that. Thank you, Ron. Let's move on.
Here we go. Mare Lane.
It's on the other side. Yeah, it's
that way.
There's a dot in the middle.
It's
this property owner.
I can't see any reason why we could legally object to this, Chair, so looking at the site as I often see it. So, I have to be in favour of that, Chair. Thank you. Recommend approval.
Thank you. Councillor Mike Rosser.
I mean, it's the renewal of permission for a house to be built.
Oh, right, okay. Sorry, I didn't make that clear.
Yeah, 2017 it was approved. I mean, we've looked at it via Google Earth, etc. It seems to be quite a lot of trees in there. Since I've been on this committee, I've become aware that sometimes trees are cut down before applications for it. So I'm just wondering whether can we just make sure if they build a house there that they build it in a way
to certainly check whether there's any TPO for
protect the.
Whether there's any trees that require protection.
Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, crossing that approved.
Yeah, because obviously we get the trees that actually there.
Yeah.
Councillor Cagle.
Thank you, Chairman. Has there been any representation from the neighbours?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Proposed and seconded for approval, but for us to just seek clarification regarding the trees and if there's any TPOs. To just get that clarified. All those in favour? Yes. Thank you. Then move to Town Ward. First application is 20, the 0342 full, 21 the parade. Alterations to shopfront and subdivision of retail unit to provide two retail units and subdivision of masonette into two apartments. There are no comments for statutory consultees, no representations. I refer you to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB1, which refers to heritage assets and also shopfront design, and that it obviously follows a shopfront design statement. Obviously, this is a fairly modern shopfront anyway, actually. Councillor Duncan?
Yes, I'm on a personal basis, I'm very sad that we seem to be losing Bailey's as one of our oldest shops in town, and one that I've over the years I've used quite a bit. But going on to the substance of the thing, I think in principle I think it's a very good idea to go this way to do some subdivision. The shop front issue, I did speak with Ron's earlier, and I looked at the shop front and I looked at it itself. It is not a pleasant shop front at the moment, so I'm not in any way against, as they put it, a modernisation of that. So as far as I'm concerned, I will support this.
Councillor Joe Woodley. I have just to say I'm a little bit technically compromised by the fact I haven't been able to access all of the documents, and might be my problem just delaying that. But with this, I completely agree with Councillor Dunbar. I think if smaller shops mean businesses are more likely to use them, then I can only encourage that, because the last thing we want is large retail units sitting empty for a period of time. So I completely agree.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? And again, thank you. Next application 20, being 0319 full, flat 1, 33 St Andrews Road. Construction of single storey rear extension with balcony over and relocation of external staircase. No commercial statutory consultees and no representations. Have you been able to access this one, Joe, or do you want Councillor Duncan to start?
I have seen the location plan. It seems to me that there's quite a lot of similar things in the area, so I don't necessarily have a problem with it, as far as I can tell. There's quite a lot on the back of them, those houses.
Councillor Tim Duncan?
Yes, and I agree, and I'll second approval of that.
Thank you. It's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against. Next application is 20, I believe 0263 full, 40 Roll Street, part change of use of existing A1 retail unit for one C3 residential unit, including construction of first floor extension and roof garden, subdivision of existing A1 retail unit to form two A1 retail units, and installation of new shopfront, and one B1 rear ground floor office. We have had representations, and on the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, again, this, as I just said, with regard to the parade, it's the area, and also the shopfront design, and also, obviously, that we're mindful of the surrounding area. So the three representations, which I'll ask the clerk just to summarise for you.
So, Council did consider this application before, but it was withdrawn before determination.
Yeah.
But we have had three representations. There are no objections to the subdivision of the retail units, but there have been significant objections raised and concerns regarding the proposed additional floor to the rear extension, which is felt to be overdevelopment of the site, out of keeping, inadequate access onto a narrow pavement adjacent to the name of the property, where there's quite a lot of elderly people with mobility skills and things living there.
A little bit from court,
that's right. Mm-hmm. And it's felt that this development would result in overlooking, loss of light and privacy to neighbouring properties. There's also no provision for car parking or bike storage. There were a number of objections raised, but they were in respect of building regulation matters rather than material planning considerations.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Duncan.
Thank you very much, Chair. Yeah, and I would say that what seems to have happened is that in their representation of this application, they've kept all the rather more objectionable bits and let some of the less objectionable bits go. So I don't see any reason why we should change our decision from our last decision and oppose it.
And if we are refusing on the basis of the overlooking and the narrative
in
the loss
essence,
of mind.
The
yes,
same as the
yeah,
same
yeah.
as the representation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Woodley.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the grounds previously discussed and on the grounds of as was read out in the representation. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. That's refused. Next application is for 20 De Beaton, and there's obviously listed building consent and the full application. I'll deal with the listed building consent first. The listed building consent is 19 of B2816, listed building consent 20 to Beacon. Internal alterations to allow reconfiguration of masonette, replacement of two rear timber staircases with a pair of steel staircases, windows replacement and alterations to an existing dormer window, alterations to rear gates and replacement of roof coverings. So obviously that's more for the actual planning application. I don't believe I've received the listed building consent officer's report.
All I can say is that without a listing buildings officer report, I don't feel capable of making a decision on this. And I feel that any consent to it should be subject. I mean, I don't like the idea of the timber staircases being replaced with steel, but I would be interested in the listed building person's.
As it's got a date of today, do you want to refuse or
we should refuse,
okay.
Yeah.
Might come back again. Councillor Woodley, are you happy to second on that?
I am, yeah. I mean we don't know whether this is acceptable to them or not, and there's no point in making the wrong decision today.
Okay.
Councillor
Toy.
Yeah, I think probably the staircase had been changed to steel. Probably the staircases would be considered to be fire exits, so they would need to be steel, I would have thought.
Yeah.
But I'm not too happy about the replacement of roof coverings, whether that's got to have to match what, you know, in keeping with the style and the period of the property. So it doesn't say too much about what those roof coverings might be.
No.
So that leaves doubt over it altogether.
Okay. Councillor Cullis?
I'm not so sure that refusing on and painting steel staircases is a good reason, because it could be a very, very nice steel staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Until we have a report from the people who want to tell us.
Yeah. I mean, I think the problem we have is that the date we've got to respond to is the 3rd of March, which is tomorrow, so we can't defer to the next meeting. I mean, the only thing we can do is, if we want to, we can say that we refused in principle as we hadn't seen sight of the listing building consent officer's report and therefore didn't feel we had sufficient information to be able to make any meaningful comment to approve. Although, we could do it that way so that we don't feel that obviously we're not experts in this at all. I understand the view about steel staircases for fire risk, but we've also got the replacement. We don't feel we've got sufficient information with regard to some of the other changes that are being made as a replacement of roof coverings, which actually goes on with the full, where it says alteration of existing dormer and erection of two steel cases. So I think we're probably going to have to refuse the two, but perhaps that's how we say that we don't feel that we can make a decision because we haven't got the listed building consent. So therefore, we might refuse at this stage.
Yeah.
Councillor Duffer.
Yeah, if I can just make a further comment that it's most unfortunate we haven't got the listed building officer, because after all, it is the district that's supposed to be keeping within their planning timetable, and now we've got a district officer who's not producing the goods at the right time.
I think the problem with this is it's very difficult. Normally they're fairly we can usually say something to, but I don't think anybody's comfortable here with what the information that we have to be able to make a decision. So, Councillor Cullis.
Is it on the application, is there any pictures of the proposed still? So,
no.
We haven't really made a decision on this, we don't even know what it's going to look like.
No,
we haven't got sufficient information.
There isn't any perspective drawings. I can just, it's quite a big application, so it's a bit temperamental bringing it all up at once. I'll just see what I can do.
It's because it's a lot to load.
Yeah, it doesn't, gets a bit. Crashing about.
It's because they've got all the alterations to the masonry and everything as well, aren't they? No. That's the alterations and things.
So it's the only thing that we've got there is
that's the gates.
Pictures of the gate.
It's a fairly big application,
okay.
And I think I agree with members
that
that the listed building consent officers. It's a very difficult one for us to judge, I think.
Case of the place.
Okay, so proposed and second on that basis. Is everybody in favour of that? Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Right, that's fine.
Okay. Move on to item 7, items of consideration. Premises and club premises license applications. The premises is River X Cafe, shop unit 1, reported to PFF. Times requested, and it's got the details there. Similar to the Cotton Frog of the application we discussed at a previous planning meeting about the Cotton Frog and about those. The information that's clearly on this one actually says nobody will drink on the premises, therefore doors, which is what was the clarification you were asking before about the Cotton Frog. You can actually say that in their application, but it's clear here it says nobody will drink on the premises. So it is a similar application to the Cotton Frog. And it says all sales of alcohol will be within the building itself and limit noise. There's a bit of
something. Done a good job of making that.
Yeah, so I think it's a lot fuller application than having a car. Has anybody got any observations they want to make? I'm sure it's fairly clear. Councillor Bailey.
I seem to recall, I'm sure I'll be correct if I'm wrong, that the application before was for the premises to stay open a lot later than this?
This was a different application. We haven't had this application before, as far as I'm aware. This is the River X Cafe. The one we had before was for the Cotton Frog. I don't believe we've had an application for the River X Cafe before.
The Cotton Frog one was a lot.
A lot different to this one, but yes. We also didn't have sufficient information.
But it's not the same premises?
No.
I apologise, thank you very much.
It's just a similar type business.
Yeah, this seems acceptable to me as it is.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's something to do with the box, like the Rex Cafe brand on it.
Yeah.
So I understand. Thank you.
Okay, there's no observations, Phil. And then we just move on to the planning decisions, which have been listed for you. The only one that differed from ourselves was that in 7 Fitton Place, which they conditionally approved the listed building consent but refused the planning application. This is for the carport. Other than that, everything was in line with what we had at the last few meetings. There being no other business, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.